This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Good day. My name is Tolu George, and I'm the Senior Associate Pastor for Jesus House for All Nations. And I'm speaking to you today from K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Today, I'd like to speak to you about something that I titled Step Out in Faith. Step out in faith. And it is a step that we have to take. In fact, it's a step that I've just taken now. And, you know, over the last couple of weeks, I've learned a lot of new lessons in faith, a lot of new lessons. And I just want to reminisce. I just want to chat with you today about some of the things that I've experienced in the past couple of weeks. You know, we've not, you know, in our ministry back at home, we've not really done very much in person. We've done a couple of things online and all that because of the 2-year pandemic and stuff like that, and restrictions here and restrictions there. And this year we decided that no, we're going to crawl out of our shells and begin to do some work. And so it was a bit difficult because we were trying to balance, you know, things out, you know, trying to be sure that, you know, stuff is going to happen the way it used to happen. You know, before we would just conceive an event, the Lord will speak to us about it, and then we would carry it out. But this time we're not quite sure because we didn't know how the response was going to be. But we stepped out in faith. We insisted. We had about 3 events. And in fact, the third one, I was on the verge of canceling. I had decided to cancel it. And then for some reason I spoke, because I have never canceled an event in my life voluntarily. Never, ever. I always, when I give a date, I always put so many things into consideration before I set a date. And when that date is set, it's practically cast in stone. And in one of the events, I was facing a situation where I was being required, I might be required to cancel it because things suddenly changed. And I began to seek counsel. And the Lord told me through the people that I sought counsel with that, look, don't cancel it, even though it's not looking like the metrics are good. It's not looking like the numbers are good, but still go ahead and do it. And that was what I literally had to do for all the different things. In fact, right now I'm in a situation where I'm literally doing that now. I'm stepping out in faith to do something, you know, and God exceeded my expectations. God exceeded everything that, you know, I had my own agenda, I had my own plans, but God went over and beyond. And today, I want to challenge you. It's time to start to step out in faith again. It's time to ignore the limitations, ignore the restrictions, ignore the mental limitations and the mental smallness and everything, and begin to step out in faith one day at a time. You see, our journey throughout life is one great adventure. And sometimes we don't discover anything until we actually leave our comfort zones and step out on a limb in God. When God has given us, you know, when God has given us a word in his Bible or a word in general, sometimes we have to step out without seeing any signs accompanying the word. We have to step out. You know, the Bible talks about how Jesus Christ went to a fig tree and he was looking for fruit and there was no fruit there. And he cursed the fig tree and went off. He didn't wait to hang, you know, he didn't hang around to see if the tree was actually going to start dying. He just cursed it and he left. And then he came back later and his disciples said, hey, the fig tree that you cursed is actually dying from its roots. And Jesus was like, yeah, I kind of like said it should die and I was expecting it to like listen. Everything in the world has ears and they listen and they hear when God is speaking and they respond to the word of God. And Jesus Christ went on to say that if you speak to a mountain. Now, you would not imagine that a mountain has ears, but a mountain actually has ears. He said, if you speak to this mountain and you tell the mountain to uproot itself and be cast into the ocean, and you have faith in your heart that it will definitely listen to you. And that is what I want to challenge you today. We live in very spectacularly strange times. And in these times, darkness is covering the earth. There's a lot of darkness that is covering the earth. There's a lot of things that are happening which we don't understand. But the Bible says that even in Isaiah, that darkness shall cover the earth, even gross darkness. But the Lord shall arise with you. And he says in the New Testament, he says, we are the light of the world. We are the light of the world. You and I are the light in this darkness. Now, the light is not intimidated by the darkness. Yes, we know the darkness is there. In fact, the light is much needed. Have you ever stepped out of your house to drive your car on a nice summer day at 12 o'clock in the afternoon in December, or on a summer day at 12 o'clock in the afternoon, you switch on your headlights? No, you wouldn't do that because it's not needed. But you switch on your headlights at 10 o'clock at night on a normal winter day, you would be weird not to. So if you are the light of the world, you are not intimidated by the darkness because you see, but you switch on that light by stepping out in faith. You switch on that light by stepping out in faith. And I want to challenge you that you cannot hide your light under a tree or under a bushel. The Bible says so. You cannot hide it under a stool anymore. You have to step out confidently, and you will be shocked at what you will encounter when you step out, even in your weakness. When you step out, even if you're not quite sure, but you know that you're supposed to step out, not being presumptuous, but you know that this is the time for you to step out. And you actually step out. Now, I want to tell you something. If you truly have faith, it will show in your behavior. If you truly have faith, it will show in the way in which you behave. Now, I want to read to you James chapter 2, and I'll be reading from verses 14 to 24. It's quite a long read. It said, what good is it, my brothers and sisters, if someone claims to have faith but has no deeds? Can such faith save them? Suppose a brother or a sister is without clothes and daily food. If one of you says to them, go in peace, keep warm and well fed, but does nothing about their physical needs, what good is it? In the same way, faith by itself, if it's not accompanied by action, is dead. But someone will say, you have faith, I have deeds. Show me your faith without deeds, and I will show you my faith by my deeds. You believe that there is one God. Good. Even the demons believe that and shudder. You foolish person, do you want evidence that faith without deeds is useless? Was not our father Abraham considered righteous for what he did when he offered his son Isaac on the altar? You see that his faith and his actions were working together. And his faith was made complete by what he did. And the scripture was fulfilled that says, Abraham believed God, and it was credited to him as righteousness, and he was called God's friend. You see that a person is considered righteous by what they do, and not by faith alone. The evidence of your faith in God is in the works that you do. The evidence of your faith in God is in the works that you do. You know, I was speaking to Mr. Dimitri. Sorry, I'm putting Mr. Dimitri on the spotlight now. And for some time, he had been having some issues with his leg. And he said he threw his crutches to one side. Last time I saw him, he didn't have his crutches on. And he put them on the one side. And all of a sudden, he said, he spoke to his feet, and his feet became okay. At least he could do things he couldn't do before. That is faith. He was walking on his feet because he had faith that God had healed him. And I came into the studio today with my health challenged. But we prayed about it and we said, no, we're going to continue with the program. And here we are. Faith has to be evidenced by what you do. If you believe God is calling you to do something, we will see it in the way you behave. We will see it. We will know you really believe it. If I could have easily sent an email today, oh, I'm sorry, I can't come. Oh, I'm sorry, I want to stay in bed. And really, I really felt like staying in bed. But when I took the step of faith to come to do what I was called to do, I found out that there was healing on the way. And now I don't feel as sick as I felt when I was lying on my bed for 2 days. I don't feel sick at all like that. And I trust God that whatever it is that God has given you, told you to do, whatever God has said over your life, whatever God has said about you, He's going to make sure that it comes to pass in the name of Jesus Christ. Like I said, one of the events that I organized was looking as if it was going to be a spectacular failure. I had never organized an event like that in my life. But God turned it around. God used it to help someone. And I said, even if only one person was helped from that event, and I was so pleased because people started to send me messages that, oh, they saw the event, they saw the webinar, and they were so blessed. In fact, some people which I don't know, the thing went and it helped people that I have never met in my life. People had clarity. So God is still able to work despite the fact that you may be in a space of weakness now. But as you step out in faith, doing the little that you can do, you may not be able to do everything, but there's something little that you can do. So don't cancel yourself. You know, there's something called cancel culture now. Don't cancel yourself because you feel you are not up to the task. No, Jesus Christ has made you up to the task. So today I want to challenge you. Step out in faith. Step out on the word of God. Step out on what God has called you to do. If you have the faith that you're going to go and get a degree, step out. At least begin to find out how much do degrees cost. If you want to do a further degree abroad, begin to find out that there may be scholarships that you can attend. But if you truly believe something, you will change your behavior. It will show in the way that you behave. Thank you so much for listening to me today. This is Tolu George, and I really, really hope that you step out in faith this week. Step out and do something you've never done before. Not something stupid. Step out and do something that God has called you to do for the first time. Step out in faith. You can do it. God bless you. I look forward to speaking with you next week. Goodbye. This is Tolu George. Goodbye.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.